We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and we're starting at the top of the line on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara is dashing the pasuk of Meyayim v'Sheicher Yazir Choymitz Yayim v'Choymitz Sheicher Lo Yishta v'Chomishes Anovim Lo Yishta v'Anovim V'Lachem V'Eshin Lo Yechel Kol Yemei Nizir V'Kol Asher Yasik Megefen Yayim V'Chaytan V'Adzag Lo Yechel. Those pesukim the Gemara brought down in Machloikas so far between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer, if Alin and Lulavim are included in the Isser of grapes. One man the Yom says it's included, and the Diyak from our Mishnah, that's not included. The Gemara explained because there's a Shaila in the Drashas. Rabbi Eliezer darshaned Ribui Umiute, and therefore he learns that the Marba everything besides one thing. What do you exclude? Shifshisa, which is branches. Rabbanon holds it's Prat, Klal, Uprat. And therefore, you're only marbe ke'en ha-prat, and therefore you're marbe boiser, which is immature grapes, and wormy grapes, that's your marbe, but you're not marbe alin lovim, and I'll love my mutter. Now, the Gemara's question like this. Remember, we're using mechatzan v'adzag as the last prat. That means the first prat is yayim v'sheicher yazir, those are the first pratim. Then it says, v'koil asher yasim v'gefen yayim, which is a klal, which is general. And it ends off mechatzan v'adzag. So the Rabbanon learns prat, the klal of prat. Yolim marbe ke'ein ha-prat. We have before that Rabbi Eliezer says that Yadarshan just ribu umyuti, that means just darshan yayin v'sheichar and mekash yasim gefna yayin, and you marbe everything besides one thing. So Rolozim and Azariah, the kamukim lahayim mechatzan v'adzag, we had in the Mishnah, Rolozim and Azariah holds that you're only chayiv if you eat, it's not enough to eat a kazayis of grapes. You have to eat two pits and a peel. That's what you have to eat. Like Tosfos speaks out over here. Lafuke shem och kazayis min hachatzanim, a kazayis min hazagim, and a chayiv yechal agarin and klib b'chatzayinu. If you only eat a kazayis from the chatzanim or a kazayis min hazagim, of course, if you're Rolozim and Azariah, l'chayiv, if you take a grape by itself and eat it, just the meat of the grape, the flesh of the grape, of course you chayiv a kazayis. But lafuke, if you eat a kazayis of pits or a kazayis of peels, it's not enough to be chayiv until you have two pits and a klipa and one peel. So Rolozim and Azariah, the kamukim lachatzan v'azag, lemon shen chayiv v'cheichal beit chatzan v'azag, prat domen ole. How do you have the prat klal uprat? You're missing the last prat. The Gemara answers, Sovalo Karaba Eliezer. The Doris Miat Riba. Itak holds like Eliezer. You don't use the last thing. You use the last prata, use it for the drasha of that you need two chatzanim and one zag. And the rest of it, Yidarshan Miat Riba, like Rabbi Eliezer. So it means Rabbi Eliezer has to, Rabbi Eliezer Azariah has to hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And we had before that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Azariah, because what does he do with the last words? We had in Taisi spoke that out. Al Kaponim, Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Eliezer, Yidarshan Miat Riba, it's not Prat Klala Prat. Kirabanon, he holds the Rabbanon, it's prat, klal, prat. The question is, if it's used as a prat, to be specific, and then to darshan, that everything that you marbe is ke'en that prat, so what? How can you make another drasha? So he says, well, I'll tell you why. This is like a diet of Kedama Rab Elazar ben Azariah. If it's just like Elazar ben Azariah, lichtiv rachmana l'chayim mechatzan v'adzag, let it say this drasha, gabi prati, together with the first prati in the beginning, the pasuk, before koil asher yaseh megefna yayin. Like everything else, like the word yayin, sheikhar, all those words are before the words Mekoil Asher Yasim Megefna Yayin. So why not put the Chatzan and Mazag together with that? Why did it say it afterwards? Why did it say it afterwards? L'mayel Chasa Kasvei Basa Klal Shmamino L'med Yayin B'Klal Prat Prat. The Darshan Prat Klal Prat. That's what we need it for. Break the Gemara. If that's true already, so how do you know the Darshan Mechatzan and Zag? They need two Chatzan and one Zag. Maybe the whole thing is for the Prat Klal Prat. Maybe Kula Hachiyud also. Maybe the whole thing is for Prat, Klal, Prat, and how do you know to Darshan, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha, for going kunter Rabbanan? I said, I'll tell you why. Let the Pasuk say, wants to say a Prat, let it say, Oy shnei chatzanim, or it say shnei zagim. What does it say? Chatzanim va'ad zag. It says shnei chatzanim, or shnei zagim, or chatzim v'zag, which is loshen yochid. L'mayich has a kosach one of a chatzan v'ad zag. Why does it say one loshen rabbim, and one loshen yochid? First of all, darshan the prat klal prat, and second of all, you can name the midrash bay atzriyecha shechatzan and zag. Another drasha of two chatzan and a zag. There's two drashas to be had over here. One teaches us that the prat as a prat at the end, and that's because it didn't say it earlier. And why isn't it just only for this? Let it say then chatzanim v'zagim or chatzanim v'zag or chatzanim v'zag. Why say chatzanim and zag? Chatzanim is also rabbin and zag is yochid. Teaches the drasha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Ad Kan, this is the drashas of to explain our Mishnah. So Gemara says now like this. Rabbi Eliezer, the Dorish Miyat Variba. Rabbi Eliezer who darshans the drasha of Miyat Variba, Prat Uklal Prat Minole. Where does he have a makar in the Torah for Prat Uklal and Prat? And Tosfos speaks out here by Arichas that what is exactly Gemara's question? Who said Rabbi Eliezer holds of Prat Klal Prat? What is the Gemara's kasha exactly? Gemara says, we have in our Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer darshans Miyat Variba. We know there's always two ways to go, either Klal Prat Klal or miyat riba miyat or riba miyat riba. It's a different way of dashing something. Usually the miyat riba is a little more, klal prat a little less. Balakapadim, there's always two ways to make the drasha. And the shaila is, so Rabbi Eliezer always goes with miyat riba, and Rabbanon don't. But the Gemara's question is, how does he know prat to klal prat? So like we spoke out, Tosfos is asking, who said he holds like that? Tosfos has two mahalchim. One mahalch Tosfos says is that the Gemara, in other places, dashens a prat klal a prat, or klal prat a klal. Actually, it's a klal prat a klal. And it doesn't seem like Rabbi Eliezer argues. So we want to know what's his makar. That's one way of learning the Gemara's kasha. Tosfos' second pshat, the Ri, has a whole cheshbon to explain pshat. And he explains pshat like this, that's for sure that there's no such thing as a miyat Riba Miyat, which means there's no such thing in the drashas of Miyat Variba that you have a Miyat, then a Riba, then a Miyat. There's no such thing as such a drasha. So really, Rabbi Eliezer would have darshaned over here by us, Prat Klala Prat. Why didn't he? Because he wanted to stick with the Miyat Variba, therefore he found himself a drasha for the last words, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He found a drasha, and he darshaned for Chatzan of Azag, and now he was parted from the last Prat. But without that, he would have felt like he had to darshan prat klal prat. And the question is, where does he know that from? Like upon him, where does Rabbi Eliezer know prat klal or prat from? Omra bavo, nafkalim haikra. Learns from this pasuk. Learns from this pasuk, and we'll read the girsa of Tosfos. The Bach also goes that girsa. The Bach goes that girsa, or the other the Tosfos goes to Tosfos girsa, not the Bach. It's the Tosfos girsa. This following pasuk teaches us prat klal prat. It says in the pasuk by Hashem Mesachar. It says by Hashem Mesachar, "V'chiyiten ish al re'eyu chamar oishar oiseh v'chol behem olishmar umeis oinishbar oinishba in raya." Hashem Mesachar halacha is that if the behema is oinis, then he's potter. If it's gneva ve'ed, he's chayiv. It says in the pasuk this: "V'chiyiten ish re'eyu chamar oishar oiseh." That's a prat. That is something specific. Then it says v'chol. That's the way we have the Gersvi Tais. It says Vachal, which is Marba everything. Then it says Behema Lishmar, which is Chazar Prat. Prat Uklala Prat, Iyat Donkey La Prat. We dash it from there that the only type of item that Zedin Shem Misacha on is only something similar to a Behema. What's similar to a Behema? It's Dava Shemetaltal, Vigufoy Mamun. It's something that's Be'etzem money, and it's also Dava Shemetaltal. La Fuke, that there's no din shem esacha on a star. If you give someone a star to watch, you know you pay him, there's no din shem esacha on that. There's no din shem esacha on karkoyis. There's no din shem esacha on avodim. Because these things, like a karka is not metaltal, and a star is not gufei mamon. So this drasha Rabbi Eliezer agrees to, and this is a case of prat, klal prat. Avodim are hukash to karkoyis. And avodim are hukash to karkoyis, the hekash karkoyis, and therefore those three things are excluded from the din of Shem Esachah. How do we know that? From this idea, prat, klal prat. The prat says, shor, chamor, shor, iseh. It says, v'chol, which is not about anything I give it to him. Then behemo, lishmor, master, dafka, behemo. And it teaches us this, prat, klal prat. That is, Rabbi Vohu says, that's the makar for Rabbi Eliezer. In the Torah, we have idea of prat, klal prat. Rav Alma have a different makar. Nafka lima haikro, from this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, of Tem Pesukim into Parashas Vayikra, it says like this. It took one out of V'im minat soin karbonoi, minak sovim oy minat izim la'ilo, zocha tomim yakivenu. That's the pasuk. And we're going to dash like this. This is going to be the prat, klal prat. V'im min is prat. It says min means some of them. It says like some of these animals, prat. Hat soin klal. Ksovim v'izim is chazo prat, the prat. Prat, the klal prat, you don't get a prat. You only dan, only marba can't have prat. Now, what are we talking about here? What are being marba? Every klal prat, is being marba something that's not the first deposit and excluding something. For example, before, about a behemoth, we were being marba anything that's gufoy mamoin and it's metaltal. Let's say a pat. That's what we marb in the pasuk of Shem Yisachar. But we're excluding their shtarais and karkois. But this pasuk, what are being marb? What are coming to exclude? So here, the Tosis explains. Tosis first pshat goes with that the prata is mashma coming to exclude roiva venirva. That roiva venirva, it's a psul haguf, and those things will not be cannot be used for a carbon. That's what the pasuk is saying. Matzon carbon, it's coming lafuki that. What will come to your marba? According to your marba, a behemoth, they did a veru with it. For example, that you plowed with two of them together, shor v'chamar yachtov, or you were choisim de para. So there wasn't done a veru of a gufam. There they could be used for a carbon. That's how Tosfos learns. The Rosh also brings down this pshat that will bring marba. That even though you did a veru with the shor, I still use it for a carbon. We're going to exclude roiv avinirva. Now Tosfos has plenty of questions on this pshat. For example, one question is that the din of nevdam aver begufon is we learn from the first pasuk, a different pasuk that says that's pasul akrava. Number two is where do you see in this pasuk anything about roiva venirva? Where's the first anything about aver begufa? That the Rosh asked the kash also. The Rosh's question is v'tema heichem shtam na prat shloi nevdam aver begufa. So and the Rosh blibes sure and Tosfos has another pshat which also is hard to say over. But remember the first pshat of Tosfos is that we're being marba. Nevda ba'aver, it's not a gufam, like chosem pipara, and it's coming to exclude roiva v'nirva, which is psul guf. But Tosfos has a few kashas on that. The Rosh also does. Therefore, Tosfos says pshat is like this, that the prat is memayet, the prat, the word, the prat does not sound like, it sounds like a one-year-old animal. So the question is, what about a two-year-old animal, or a ba'mum? So we're going to say like this, that will marbe a two-year-old, and we'll be memayet a balmum. That's what we're doing. That's how Tosfos learns. We'll be marbe a two-year-old, that's more ke'en ha-prat, and we'll be memayet a balmum, that's not ke'en ha-prat. And that, of course, is another kash that says tamim, you don't need that. That's a kash of this pshat, but that's this other pshat in Tosfos. And like upon him, we already have two drashas for Rabbi Eliezer. We have Ravo's drasha from Shem Esacha. We have Rava's drasha from the psukim by in Parash Ve'yikra regarding Ayla. Right, the Gemara, you want to darshan the Eilos Psukim, so learn the beginning of Parash Vikra. Only Rav Yehuda Mediskuta. Le Rava, but Leilif and Adenkra. Learn from this pasuk in the beginning of Parash Vikra. It says, Dabra Bnei Yisrael Matleim, Odov, Kiyakiv, Miken, Karban, Lashem, Mina Behema, Mina Boko, Mina Tzoyin, Takrivus, Karban, Chem, Min is Prat, Habehema Klal, Boko, Vatzoyin, Chozo, Prat, Prat, the Klal, Prat, the Adon, Elikana, Prat. Why don't we darshan from there? And what are we going to darshan from there? We're going to darshan from there. That not only that like this, that we're gonna marve certain things and mayit certain things. What are we gonna mayit? That a chaya has no din carbon. Min is a mayit, only some things. Then a behema, a chaya is b'chal behema, so a behema will be everything. Bok of a tzoyin is a miyit, no, only behemos. So the practical prat, you marve only ke'en a prat, which is similar to a behema, not a chaya. So we married chay. What would we marba? What would we marba? That doesn't say. Tosfos says we marba shor habar, a wild axe. A wild axe is a behema, but you would think maybe it's a chaya. Kamashlo we marba that. So the question is, have we here prat klal prat? We have a prat klal prat. Getting a parsha that we're excluding chaya, that you can't bring a chaya as a carbon. For example, a deer is a chaya, and we marba a shor habar. So Gemara says, no, this is not a prat a klal prat. Why not? Omalei min hai lekel mashma minei mina dimehosom. If from there have a mina habehema chaya b'chlal behema, which the Gemara means to ask like this, that mina behema would not be a prat. Usually mina behema means only some things, which is a prat. But here the mina behema, since behema means chaya also, if we say mina behema it means there'll be some chayas and some behemoths. But it's not going to say only a behemoth, not a chaya. The min is not a prat. This is a bok of a tzoyin saying dafka behemoth. But min cannot mean here a prat, because it said min ha behemoth. If you look at the bottom, Tosfos Lama Hei Malav explains this. Miuta the chaya, the min a behemoth, loy mashma. It's not mashma to me, lemuti chaya. Shrei chaya b'chal behemoth. Vavakilu ksiv min a behemoth o min a chaya. It's like it says, min a behemoth o min a chaya. Vavaka the min mashma yuta, loy mayit chaya min a, it's not mayit chaya. That's Mars Kasha on this mandiyam. We want to say this is a case of prat uklal uprat. Omalei. So he answered back, no. On top of Lama Hei Malav base. So you answer back, Omalei chaya b'chlal b'hema haksiv boka v'tzoyin. V'havalei prat uklal prat v'yadon elke prat. What he answers says, chaya b'chlal b'hema. This behema can't mean chaya b'chlal b'hema because it says boka v'tzoyin. So that's megala to us. That's megala to us that the rishon mina b'hema also is kamal fuki chaya. He says, since the last prat says boka v'tzoyin, that's megala to us that the mina behema would mean not the chaya, only behemas. Because when you have a prat at the end, that's mefurosh, we'll say the prat beginning, min, would also only mean a behema, not a chaya. The whole question was, mina behema, how can you say it's kom lafuke chaya? It says, no, if the end, the last prat is mashed like that, so then the first prat will also be memayit chaya, and that's how he holds that there will be a case of prat, klala prat. At the end of the day, we have three doshas that Rabbi Eliezer can use besides for Nazi, because Nazi learns it's miyat v'riba, and it's not prat, the klal, or prat. We have three other doshas which could be either by Shemesh Sachar, or by Pasuk Yud and Parash V'yikra, and that's coming, that's a prat, klal, prat, to come in Lafuki, the Rebbe v'nirva, or Balamum, like we spoke at Tupshatim. And then last pshat is, this is a contested pshat, but what's pshat in prat, if it's a prat, klal, prat, it's a case of being marbe, shor, habara, wild ox, and being mayit, echayah.